USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three men who were standing trial for the death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia have all been found guilty of numerous counts of murder. That's the trial in Brunswick, Georgia, where the prosecution argued that the young black victim was murdered without justification while simply jogging in that neighborhood. The three men claimed that they thought the man was a burglar and that they killed him in self-defense when he started to resist what was supposed to be a citizen's arrest. The nation's economy continuing to grow, though a key inflation gauge is hitting a level not seen in over 30 years. Government figures out today show the personal consumption expenditure index was up 5%, marking the biggest jump since November of 1990. The holiday break beginning on Wall Street at the closing bell on Wednesday. The Dow had fallen 9 on the day. S&P was up 10. NASDAQ gained 70. This is USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
A statue of one of the founding fathers is no longer in New York's City Hall. The plaster replica of an original statue of Thomas Jefferson was removed on Monday in a process that took several hours. The latest to be taken down as cities nationwide remove statues that they believe are tied to Confederate symbols and leaders with connections to slavery. New York's Public Design Commission voting 8-0 in favor of relocating that Thomas Jefferson statue because of his history as a slave owner. New York City police are gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, just hours away now. The NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says the Counterterrorism Bureau is out in full force already, and folks can feel safe. Security includes, well, that they'll tell us about, cement blocks, sand trucks, and explosive detection canines being used. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Donald Trump expressing relief and gratitude to the jury for clearing Kyle Rittenhouse of the double homicide charges he faced in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The former president telling Fox's Hannity last night,
"That was prosecutorial misconduct. He should not have had to suffer through a trial for that. He was going to be dead. If he didn't pull that trigger, that guy that put the gun to his head, in one quarter of a second he was going to pull the trigger, Kyle would have been dead."
A man is being sentenced to death in North Korea for smuggling in copies of the hit Netflix series Squid Game. Authorities allegedly caught the high school student and watching the show. Sources say it was smuggled in from China on USB drives, and the smuggler now faces death by firing squad. The inventor of the Lambeau Leap is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Green Bay Packers safety Leroy Butler, named as a modern era player, a semifinalist on Wednesday. He was a finalist last year. Butler is in the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and he was on the NHL 1990s All-Decade team as well. And the National Dog Show celebrating 20 years on the air this Thanksgiving. Of course, it will again air right after the Macy's Day Parade on NBC. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.